Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast, and we pray that God would just bless you today, that you might be able to understand the things that are being said, that you might give the God the glory and the honor and the praise that only He rightly deserves. We would like to invite you to our church services. They begin this morning at 10 o'clock with our regular Sunday school classes, and then at 11 o'clock this morning, we have our regular preaching service. And then this afternoon at 3:45, we have our prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. will be our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come to all of these services. And if there's any questions that you have, we'll be glad to take the Bible and answer those from the Word of God. Now, it may be that you can just find the answer to your inquiries on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org, independencebaptist.org. There's much information there. There's many sermon outlines that you can look at, and even the radio broadcasts are there. And so you can look at all of that on independencebaptist.org. You can also check out full-length sermons at sermonaudio.com/IBC. Again, that website address is sermonaudio.com/IBC. If there's anything that we can do that will be a help to you spiritually, we'll be very glad to sit with you and to talk with you and to do whatever we need to do to be a blessing unto you. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 16 through 21, and speak on the subject, the rich farmer. The Bible says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God." Let's look first of all this morning at some of the background to this message that Jesus gives these people. Notice, first of all, in the book of Luke, chapter 12, that there is a great number of people that are crowded around Christ. And Jesus begins to talk to his disciples about bewaring of hypocrisy. Christ continues to instruct his disciples to look to heavenly things and not just to earthly things. Christ warns his disciples not to be afraid of those that kill the body, but to fear them that are able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Christ warns and wants his disciples to have complete, total confidence in God because he knows everything about them. God wants them to take all their care and leave upon him. Jesus furthermore instructs his disciples that God is going to bring every disobedience into judgment. So, always do what God wants you to do. It's at this point that someone in the company asks Jesus to solve a family problem involving an inheritance. I think we could say that the person that asked the question wasn't listening too much to what Jesus was saying, because what he asked is directly opposite to what Jesus was teaching. I guess the man figured that if Jesus could heal the sick and raise the dead and put the Pharisees and the Sadducees to silence, well, he could also control his brother, who he considered to be acting in an irrational manner. But that's not what Jesus came to do. Families have always had trouble with inheritances. That's no doubt about that. Jesus Christ did not honor this man's request.
Jesus Christ told the man, I wasn't come to solve problems like that. But the problem that you're talking about is caused by the problem of covetousness, and that covetousness was that man's difficulty. It's at this point that Jesus gives the parable here of the rich farmer whose ground brought forth plentifully. Notice this. It is possible to have prosperity without God. I know today that oftentimes it's taught that the only way you can really be prosperous in this material world is that you'll serve God. But that's not absolutely the truth. I remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Why, the rich man had a lot of goods, but he was lost. And Lazarus, he was poor, but he had Jesus Christ. So you don't have to serve God to be prosperous. And a lot of people that are prosperous do not serve God at all. This man received his prosperity through much hard work. He was a farmer, and he had worked hard to receive all of this wealth that he now is in possession of. This man has a problem, and the problem is what to do with all of his crop. Sometimes prosperity can take people's minds away from the things of God. I think if you're listening today that you know that's so. That's probably happened to you. That thinking about getting ahead, thinking about more money, thinking about more possessions, more wealth, more prosperity, these things oftentimes, instead of driving us to God, puts our mind on other things, and we do not think about God the way we should. The Bible doesn't record that this man, this prosperous farmer, had any thought of giving any tithes or any offerings to God or anything to the poor at all. He plainly stated that the entire crop belonged to himself and to none other. Look what the Bible said here. The Bible said that he thought within himself. The fact is that as this man thought about all of his prosperity, he did not consider God one time. He continually considered himself and what he would do, thinking that he was going to live and enjoy all of this prosperity that was his. He also reached a conclusion without asking God or even searching the Word of God. Notice what the man said in verse 17. He said, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And then in verse 18, as he counseled with himself, he decided, I will pull down my barns, I will build greater barns, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And then he reached another erroneous conclusion. He decided what he was going to do was he was going to take it easy from then on. And he was going to let his soul eat and drink and be merry, because he said, I have much goods laid up for many years. But notice this. What does the Bible say about laying up treasure upon this earth and looking at that treasure? The Bible said in Matthew 6 in verse 19 and 20, lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. This rich farmer in the book of Luke chapter 12 had the same problem that many folks today have. They have a lot of prosperity, and they believe they're going to live and enjoy all of that prosperity. They have laid up their goods upon this earth, but they have laid up nothing as far as eternity is concerned. I want to say here, it's not wrong to retire. It's not wrong to consider retiring, but it is wrong to do both of those things without consulting God. It is not wrong to retire from secular labor, but it is wrong to retire from religious worship and religious service. Today, if you have a lot of possessions, that's fine and well. But you remember that you have an eternal soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere. You have a life to live that you need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, if you are lost, you think about this, that if you today are lost and you have a lot of possessions, you may be just like the rich man whose possessions took him away from the things of God, and he spent his time considering what he had and forgot about his eternity. But the day came when the rich man died, just like the day will come when you and I, who are living now, will pass from this earth. The only treasure that we are going to have in eternity are those things that we have laid up in heaven, and there we will go to those things. Notice this. This rich farmer made a terrible mistake. The mistake that he made, well, he made a lot of them, but this is just one more of them. The mistake that he made was assuming that he had many years left to live. Listen to what he said. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. The Bible said in James chapter 4 and verse 15, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. This rich farmer assumed that his health and all of his present good circumstances would continue indefinitely. But God had something different to say. You see, the rich farmer, he believed that everything was going to be well with him from now on. But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. God called this man a fool. Why did he call him a fool? Because this man had not considered God at all. The point of this parable in the Luke chapter 12 is that the person who lays up treasure upon this earth instead of laying up treasure in heaven is a fool. Understand what the Bible is saying here. The person that lays up treasure in heaven, the person that has his ambitions, his goals, his happiness, and all of his plans set in this earth is a fool. The lost person ought to realize that the life he now has on this earth will soon end, and he will spend eternity in the worst torment imaginable. The saved person ought to realize that the life he has in Christ Jesus is the best life there is, and that if he will actively serve God his way, God will provide everything necessary for his earthly existence. You see, the rich man was a fool because he thought that ease and wealth and worldly pleasure would satisfy his soul. He believed that having everything in this life was more important than having eternal life. This rich man, he believed that there was no other purpose in him living than having great material substances. This rich farmer believed that his riches were his own and that he owed God nothing. This rich man believed that he would use his wealth for himself and not to gain eternal rewards. This rich man was a fool because he did not prepare his soul to meet God. This man was a fool because he did not commit himself to the advice of God. The fact is, the rich farmer died the night he made the decision to build bigger barns. This was much sooner than he expected. You know, the fact is, folks, that we don't expect to die, but the fact is that we do. Then who shall be those things that this man provided? What will you leave behind? I trust today that you will seek the Lord and obey Him in everything. Thank you now for listening.